airs the second Saturday of every month. It's hosted by Gateway IT instructor Christine Lazaro and Gateway IT graduate Dave Snedeker.
So good morning, everyone. As we typically do during this time of year, today's show is going to be about back-to-school tech kind of stuff. But before I get started on that, I just wanted to briefly recap the Windows 10 thing. Last show, I spent a lot of time talking about Windows 10, whether you should upgrade or not. And I wanted to let you all know that I did, in fact, upgrade. I had signed up for the upgrade, and I'll admit I got a little bit impatient because the upgrade just was not coming. So I finally just went online and did the upgrade myself. So if you're in the same boat and you're a little bit impatient to do your upgrade, you can go to the Microsoft site and you can download Windows 10. The upgrade took about, I'm going to say maybe an hour, if that. It was very, very quick. Had no issues whatsoever. Once it was all done, got back up on the computer and everything so far, fingers crossed, knock on wood, everything so far has been working perfectly fine. There have been a few reports, particularly with people who have Asus computers or laptops more than anything else, that they've had a few issues. But again, Microsoft is being very, very responsive whenever an issue comes up and takes care of it right away. So I just wanted to let you know that's my experience. I don't guarantee that you'll have the same one, but again, it's been very, very smooth. As far as differences go, I didn't really notice a whole heck of a lot difference, except now I have a start button and, oh yeah, there's that Cortana, but I haven't used it really. So, yeah, it's working fine. So let's go get back to school. So back to school 2015, the first thing that I want to talk about or I want to mention is I'm going to mention a few products more specifically because they're kind of cooler. They stand out. But in reality, when I talk about tablets or printers or anything else, it's going to be more, here's some things to keep in mind. So I'm not going to do any particular product recommendations except a couple of things that I found that are worth mentioning. So first one I want to talk about, this is not a tablet, this is not a printer, and this is actually kind of an interesting thing, and it's called the 3Doodler 3D Pen. Not necessarily a back to school unless you have a budding artist in the family, but basically the 3Doodler 3D pen is what it says. It's a 3D pen. It's a pen that uses the same filaments that 3D printers use, but rather than creating a shape, so to speak, based on, you know, some kind of a 3D plan or drawing, you know, like an Eiffel Tower, it's a pen, and you freehand with it, so you can drag it up and to make a little line, and then you can drag it across to make another line. It's kind of cool. There's a couple of YouTubes out there with some demonstrations of products that are made with the 3D Doodler. Kind of fun. It's just a fun little gadget, again, for that budding artist in the family, and it's a nice little way to introduce the idea of 3D out there without investing a whole lot into a 3D printer. That being said, if you are interested in doing the 3D printer, kind of getting into that because you have engineers or, you know, you want to play with it, this is not a back-to-school thing because, to me, it's a little bit on the pricey side. It's more of a, oh, yeah, I want to play with that. XYZ, who is a major manufacturer of printers as well as the filaments or the materials that go in there, they have, we talked about this from the CES show at the beginning of the year, but they finally got their DaVinci Junior 3D printer out on the market. It's priced at $350. Reviews are kind of mixed. It's not bad for an entry-level 3D printer. It does use... it's limited to one type of filament, where the higher-end printers can use multiple different kinds of filaments. And when I talk about the limited to the one kind of filament, it's basically the underlying materials. But if you're interested in 3D printing and you want to start playing with it, it's not a bad price point. Interestingly, there are other manufacturers that are coming out with these. In fact, Dremel is coming out with a 3D printer. They may have actually come out with it by now. So you're going to start seeing more of these entry-level types of 3D printers coming out, but there's going to be limitations. One of the things that's nice about the DaVinci is it's fairly small. Some of the higher-end ones are pretty big. Depending on the price point, what you want to get, they're going to be enclosed. They are noisy, and I will tell you, they are also slow. They are not your regular printer. So if you want to make, an Eiffel Tower or, you know, a whale or something like that, you're talking about 10 hours worth of print time. So 3D printing is not a fast process. So, a couple of things to keep in mind for your back to school. I'm going to talk about both, you know, back to school, high school, you know, grade school, and also for the college students going to the dorm room. Either one, for any of the class of students, because they're carrying so much tech with them these days, one of the things you want to look at is a good Bluetooth speaker. And this one, I am going to mention a specific product. Yes, you're probably screaming at me, you know, I can go down to my local Kmart and buy one for about 10, 20 bucks. True. But this particular one, what's unique about it, it's called the UE Roll. And you can pick it up at Best Buy. I would actually recommend looking at Amazon only because it's a wrapped speaker. It's disc-shaped, and it's wrapped in different colors. And Amazon is going to give you a much better variety of those available colors. And it'll meet, you know, your fussiest teenager girl who wants something, you know, unique and specific. It's not the standard, you know, solid blue or black. You know, they're wrapped. They're rugged and waterproof. So very, very nice for the student. Again, they're disc shaped. They're not a square or rectangle or a circle or whatever. They're very flat and disc shaped. But what's really nice is they've got an attached bungee cord. So you can attach them to a book bag or hang them from a tree. Yeah, they're priced at, you know, almost $100, but I think given all of that, not a bad, given all the features, not a bad value. I don't think I would buy one for myself, to be honest, but if you've got that dorm room student or that high school student who wants to listen to music, especially sitting around with friends, not a bad thing. And being able to attach it to the book bag or the purse means they may not lose it, right? We can hope so. The other thing I'm going to mention, this is a dorm room kind of thing, but you can also get one at home, and I've talked about them before, and I'm going to recommend it again, and that's the Roku. There's basically two models, the Roku 2 and the Roku 3. Roku just came out with a brand new 2. It's got a little bit lower price, but they've improved the quality. They did cut out a couple of little features like the headphone jack, and the remotes changed a little bit, so compare them. But it is as fast as the Roku 3, and again, the price point is really good. What's nice about the Roku is you can, you know, cut your cable bill so much because it supports, and this is one of the reasons why I support the Roku over other different things like this, like, you know, Apple TV and the Chrome Stick. Roku is service agnostic, meaning that they support Amazon, they support Netflix, they support, you know, HBO To Go, you know, all of those different services you can get on your Roku. And the other thing that I like, why I favor the Roku 3, even though it's a little bit more expensive than the Roku 2, reason I favor the Roku 3, and you can also get this with the Roku streaming stick, the Roku 3 has what's called screen mirroring, which means that you can take your device, and I've done it with my smartphone, believe it or not. I've also done it with a couple of tablets, and you can basically throw your screen to your TV. So if there's something on the computer that you want to also display on your TV, you can do that as well, which opens up a whole, you know, heck of a lot more offerings, if you will, even though Roku already has YouTube and Netflix and Amazon. But if there's something specific, so if you've got a laptop that's got a DVD player and you want to, you know, play a DVD on that laptop and you want to throw it onto your big screen, you can certainly do that. And I've played with the screen mirroring, and I mentioned it before in a radio show. I've expanded a little bit, and I actually did a DVD off of my laptop, and it worked pretty well. I didn't have any buffering issues or anything. So that's why I like the Roku, because again, it is that service agnostic kind of thing, and you can get anything practically on a Roku. You cannot get your local stations. So again, if you're into that cable cutting cord, one of the things that you might want to look at is a high def antenna. And I have played with a whole lot of different ones trying to get the best one. I have one TV down in my basement. It's in a interior room. I don't want, you know, to get cable on it because it's the exercise room and we're in there so seldom. But I thought, you know, I'm going to see if I can't get some kind of TV in there. So this is my favorite. This is now my favorite HD antenna. It's called the Leaf. The manufacturer is Mohu, M-O-H-U, but you can just refer it to it as the Leaf. Comes in a couple of different flavors. There's the Leaf 20, the Leaf 30, and the Leaf 50. The numbers represent how far away stations can be that they can pull in. So, for example, the Leaf 30 can pull in stations that are 30 miles away. The Leaf 50, one of the nicer things about it is it has a powered amplification. And so in my interior room, down in my basement, it's got this really nice nice long coax cable. So I could actually pull the antenna, and the antenna itself is this flimsy little thing that you're like, this really? This is the antenna? I mean, it looks like a piece of paper or thin cardboard. I was able, I had to pull it out of the room, but that's one of the nice things about having that nice long coax cable capability. But I pulled it out of the room, and I've got it still hanging on an interior wall, so it's not next to a window, which is the ideal placement for those things. I was still able to pull in about 8 stations on that TV, so can definitely recommend that. So again, if you've got that college student and you want to send them to school and cable is not going to be available in the dorm room, or you don't want to pay for cable or whatever it might be, look at the Leaf. It's a really nice HD antenna. So the next thing I want to talk about is we got to talk about tablets and laptops, okay? So and this is where I'm going to talk about products, but I'm going to talk about a couple of things to consider. As I've always said, when looking at a tablet, when looking at a laptop, when looking at a desktop, what are you going to do with it? Does the student or do you, does the user need to do Microsoft stuff? Then you're going to be looking at a Windows tablet or a Windows laptop. So a couple of the interesting ones that we want to talk about. Got to mention the Surface Pro 3. You know, it's a very nice tablet. Comes with the keyboard. I think the pen is also included with that. If not, it's optional. But, you know, the Surface Pro 3 is one of those kind of go-to things, kind of like Max Surface Pro 3. But don't forget, there's also the Dell Venue line. The Dell Venue 10, it's a very nice Windows tablet, comes with a stylus, works very, very nice. It's nicely powered to do quite a few things. It's $500. There is an optional keyboard with it. That's the 16 gig. If you want to jump up to the 32 gig, you're going to raise up in price, but still not a bad price for a tablet. We do have to start saying to ourselves, okay, when we're looking at that price point, now we're getting into, you know, laptop range. But the nice thing about a tablet, especially in that 8, by the way, there's a Dell Venue 8 Pro as well, that's about $300. When you're talking at that size, what we're looking at is portability, and that's one of the big differences. Okay, all that being said, if you really want to look at a laptop, HP has a really nice one. It's called the Omen. It's a 15-incher. It is a touchscreen. Now, it's a laptop, not a tablet. It's gaming quality. So if you've got a gamer and you want to give them a nice, this is a nice light laptop, okay? It's pretty thin, and it comes with a touchscreen. Yeah, it's $1,500, but it's gaming quality, meaning it's going to have that i7, plenty of memory, a good-sized SSD. You know, for that, that's not a bad thing. That's a laptop. Going back to tablets, the Lenovo Yoga 314, 14-incher, Windows tablet, $866. Okay, so you can see the price points are all over the place, and it just kind of depends on what's in there. If you don't want or don't need to go the Windows route, then you can always look at Androids. Going to be some nice dropping in prices. The Nexus 9, which is a 9-inch Android tablet, $380. Not bad. Couple of them I want to mention, though, and this is where I said you got to look at, by the way, there's the Yoga tablet, too. This one is neat because it uses any pen. You don't have to worry about, did I remember that stylus? It's an 8-inch. The Windows version is $300, not a bad price. And when we say that any pen, that means you can use a pencil, you can use a ballpoint pen, you can use whatever you want. You're not wed to a stylus. There is an Android version as well with that. But anyway, I'm getting back to that. You know, what do you want to do with it? And here's one I want to mention. There's kind of this new term. It's not a new term. It's been out there a while. But what you want to think about is also your ecosystem. And that's what we say, do you need that Microsoft, that Windows stuff? That would be an ecosystem. Well, what if you're tied to the Amazon ecosystem, meaning you've got an Amazon Prime membership, you like to buy your books on Amazon. Amazon Prime now has the streaming music service, which is actually kind of nice. If you're into reading a lot, you might have the Kindle Unlimited, which has a, you know, huge selection of books that you can get for free. So that's what we mean about that ecosystem. If you're tied to that Amazon ecosystem, then you may want to consider one of the Amazon tablets. There's everything from, you know, Barnes & Noble, same thing. If you're tied to Barnes & Noble, Barnes & Noble's got equivalent kind of, you know, products. But I'm specifically going to mention the Amazon things for a couple of different reasons. So the first one, if you're looking at an e-reader only, definitely consider the Paperwhite. It's, you know, it's black and white. It's not really good for anything else but reading, but it is an awesome, awesome e-reader. And you can get a Paperwhite for about $70, you know, and it's... when they're on sale, usually they're about $120. But what's nice about the Paperwhite, read it inside, outside, in the dark, anywhere you want. And e-ink, because that's what it uses, is e-ink. E-ink is so much easier on the eyes than trying to use a regular tablet, again, for that extensive reading. But you're limited to just reading books. If you've got illustrations, if you're talking magazines, you want to watch videos, then you need to go a different direction. And, you know, again, Amazon can answer that. One of the least expensive of those tablets is the Amazon Fire 6. It's a 6-inch tablet. You can pick it up for $99. It's not bad. If you want something a little bit more high-end, and this is why I'm kind of doing the Amazon thing, is the Amazon Fire HDX has one of the best screens for versatility, for viewing conditions, and in fact works quite nicely outdoors. So if you've got that student who wants to go out and watch a movie, you know, during lunchtime outside, or wants to read or do something like that, you know, take a look at the HDX. Okay, there's two different sizes for that. With the HDX, you've got the 7-inch for $170, and then the 8.9. Now, this jumps up considerably in price. The 7-inch is $180. The 8.9 is $380, $200 more. But keep in mind that the 8.9 is the fourth generation. That's the newest one. The 7-inch doesn't have a rear camera, so if you're going to be wanting to use it to take pictures with, that's a limitation with that. And so that's one of the big major differences between that 7 or the 8.9. But if a rear camera isn't a big factor, then look at the 7 for $180. And again, works pretty nicely outside. Okay. None of the color tablets, you know, they've got mixed. Okay. The brighter the screen, the better results you're going to get outside, but in, you know, pure direct sunlight, it's going to be difficult. And this is why you see everybody hunkering for shade when they're trying to look at their texts and things like that on their smartphone. Getting back to smartphones, we talked about the UE Roll. There are a couple of other, talked about speakers, Bluetooth speakers. I'm highlighting Bluetooth here because so many of your students are going to be listening to things with their smartphones, and a lot of smartphones don't have USB or even mini USB. So, you know, when we talk about wireless and we want that wireless capability, so look for Bluetooth. When you look for keyboards and mice, look for Bluetooth. When you look for headphones and headsets, look for Bluetooth. Okay, a couple of the headphones that come to mind: the Soul Republic Shadow Wireless, and then the LG Infinium. They're both Bluetooth, and the LG Tone Infinium. The key here is look for Bluetooth, because you may or may not, you know, have that ability to do the USB, to get the USB dongle to allow that wireless. So look for Bluetooth on those kinds of things. That's why I said, yeah, I'm going to mention a couple of prices, but it's more things to keep in mind. Getting back to laptops, if you need a low-end Windows-based laptop, okay, this would be for your grade schooler, for example. The HP Stream 11, 11-inch screen for $180. Not bad for, you know, a Windows laptop. Again, it's low-end. You're not going to be playing Call of Duty or Halo on this, okay? We still got the Apple. I'm not going to skip the Apple ecosystem. The iPad Air 2 for $500, and in the MacBook or laptop range, you've got the Apple MacBook Air 13-inch for $900. So, you know, and then of course, if you want to go desktop, you know, if you want to do an iMac, you're really talking some big bucks there, you know. But just a couple of things from the tablet laptop thing to consider. But the very, very first question that you always want to ask yourself is, what do I need to do with this? Do I need to have that Microsoft ecosystem? Then I'm looking Windows. Next, what do I want to do? Do I want to play games, or is this strictly for, you know, pounding out some, you know, Word documents or Excel documents, you know, that sort of thing? Do I need that high-end laptop? And that's where you're going to be looking for gaming quality, which, you know, the HP Omen, that 15-inch, very, very nice, very light. You know, for $1,500, it's not a bad price point for something that high-end, okay? Something else. Let's talk networking, trying to get on the network. You know, it's no fun if you can't get on the network. And there will be occasions when Wi-Fi just doesn't reach. So one of the other things, this is not necessarily applicable for a dorm because you have to have access to the router. But the Netgear power line, which plugs into an outlet, so it works with your router, okay? It works with your router, and then you can plug this power line into any outlet, and it basically can kind of stretch out the Wi-Fi, so to speak, because it uses the power lines to send the signal, but then from the power line box itself that's plugged into the outlet, then it's going to send in a Wi-Fi signal. So it's $80. There's a pair of them because the one goes, one plugs in where the router originates, and then the other one plugs in whatever room you want to be that you need access to your laptop. Okay, so, you know, basement rooms kinds of things, or upstairs rooms where, you know, yeah, you can get a Wi-Fi, you know, extender, but the power line has a better reach capability. It claims on paper that it can send a really, really fast signal. Jury's still out on that, okay? Portable chargers. Don't forget that portable charger. Jackery's got a couple of really nice ones. There's the Jackery Giant that allows you to charge two devices, Android, iPhone, okay? Not the Windows things, but the Jackery portable charger. Then there's the Giant that allows you to do two. Then they have a smaller one that's lipstick shaped. It looks like a lipstick. It really does. It looks like a lipstick. Fits in the purse, fits in the book bag nicely to charge one thing. Portable chargers are a must for your student, especially again because they're relying on those smartphones so much to do so many things, surfing the internet, texting, Facebooking, you know, etc., etc. I mean, it is amazing how much smartphones can do these days, and in fact, except for, you know, heavier stuff, they're actually replacing the laptops and the tablets quite a bit, aren't they? Except the screens are still pretty small. And then printers, just want to talk again. I'm not recommending a brand because, oh my gosh, the prices on them range anywhere from $25 on the low end all the way up to, you know, $100. But what you want to think about with respect to a printer is, do you want laser or do you want inkjet? Laser is actually cheaper to print in the long run. It's faster. It's got a little bit more versatility, but you can't do pictures. If you want to print pictures, you're looking at an inkjet printer. Okay, keep that in mind. Second thing that you want to consider with respect to printers is how much space do they take. If you're talking about sending your college student off to live in a dorm room, there's not a lot of space in those. And there's some pretty, pretty small ones. I think it was HP's got a really, really small one for like $30. Doesn't do a whole heck of a lot, you know, but it's got that really small footprint. That's what they call it, how much space it takes. And it only weighs like, you know, 5 ounces. So really easy to move around and carry. It's only black and white. So it's, you know, great for printing, you know, out homework and research papers, you know, things like that. You know, you're not going to get any color out of it. But it's, again, at $25-$30, you know, you're not going to complain, right? But that's why I said you have to think about what you want to do. Do you want to share that printer with roommates? Do you want to share that printer across, you know, devices? Then you're looking at having some sort of a network capable or even Wi-Fi. Again, price points are really, really low, but think about what it is that you want that device to have the capability with when you are shopping. Do I need something small? Do I need Wi-Fi capability? Do I need to print pictures? You know, if you want to print pictures, you're probably looking at an inkjet. Although I'm also going to mention the Polaroid instant picture printer that works with your smartphone. You know, Polaroid, they probably lost a little bit when they lost the Polaroid cameras, but here they go. Now they're, you know, getting back into that print that selfie kind of a thing. So there you go. Back to school 2015. Happy shopping and good luck, and we'll talk to y'all next month. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Technology Matters with hosts Christine Lazzaro and Dave Snedeker.
This is WGTD. You're listening to Education Matters, the only weekly broadcast in southeastern Wisconsin devoted exclusively to a discussion of local educational issues.